It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. Legislators are drafting a plan to ease restrictions against retired police officers coming back to work in an effort to add more officers across New Mexico in the midst of a labor shortage. At a hearing on Tuesday, retired police officer and state rep Bill Ream of Albuquerque outlined a proposal for changes to re-employ different provisions for retired police officers to incentivize a return to work. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wants to deploy 1,000 more police officers amid public frustration with crime. Next month's local elections are the first since New Mexico required counties to provide a minimum number of secure ballot drop boxes. Doniana County has 7 exceeding the required minimum, but according to the Secretary of State's office, nearly half of the counties won't have enough boxes and the majority of those don't have permission. KUNM's Nashno Jones reports.
New Mexico counties have to provide one ballot drop box for every 25,000 registered voters, and regardless of size, must have at least 2 of them. Counties can request an exception to the rule from the Secretary of State's office. Elections Director Mandy V. Hill says 5 of the state's 33 counties did that and will have only one drop box, due mostly to staffing and geographical constraints. 10 other counties, however, are out of compliance with the policy.
We are going to be working towards compliance with the intention to have them fully implemented by the primary election.
That's next June. But for next month's election, the state says the largest county, Bernalillo, will have just 2 drop boxes. Based on KUNM's analysis of the most recent voter registration data, it should have 17. 6 counties, all majority Republican, chose not to provide any drop boxes this election. Vigil says that they argued that because of how the statute is written, they don't have to. Her office disagrees.
A voter isn't required to use it, but the county is required to provide it as an option.
Vigil says drop boxes are a safe way to vote during the pandemic and that data from other states show that they can increase voter turnout. She says she hopes counties will get on board after watching others use them successfully, and if not, her office is prepared to legally enforce the policy. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
Early voting is underway in municipal elections. In 2019, Las Cruces began using ranked choice voting for races with more than 2 candidates. Fred Martino talked with Doniana County Clerk Amanda Lopez Askin about what the county learned from the first election using the new voting procedure.
Let's talk about 2019. 2019, what I had to do was learn about ranked choice voting. And so I was a new clerk, ranked choice voting was new. There seemed to be a more air of excitement, quite frankly, in 2019 because there was a few things going on at once. 2019 was the first year we implemented the consolidated election. So New Mexico historically, they'd had school board elections in a February or March or watershed elections, kind of seemed random. And so what New Mexico decided to do was to enfold them into a common date, which is the first Tuesday after that first Monday. So every November like clockwork in New Mexico, we have elections now. And the hope is that moving forward, it will increase turnout, which did end up being true. What also added to the excitement was we had quite a few of mayoral candidates and other races that or other in the city of Las Cruces.
It was 10, wasn't it? 10
yes,
mayoral candidates.
Right. And in the interim, right, since 2019, I have the opportunity to actually, I testified at the Maryland legislature. I've done some national, webinars on ranked choice voting as an election administrator, as well as some podcasts. So I think the interest is up in the country and we're talking it more about it. One of the things that I think is really important that I want to get across to voters is what I encountered in 2019 were some voters who were hesitant, suspicious, or frankly, just did not like the change in the way the election was administered for the city of Las Cruces. And so those people need to be heard as well. And their concerns need to be validated in terms of that is how they feel. And then hopefully we offer information that makes it understandable and they can see that it also is called instant runoff. We understand what runoffs are and that makes kind of more sense to us. So the voter education piece also included me saying to voters, if ranking candidates will keep you away from the ballot box, then just vote what I call classic. Vote for the person you want to win and then move along to the rest of your ballot. And that's fine too. We just want you to show up. The point of it is to increase turnout. So we'd really hate for it to be discouraging to you. Recognize that if your candidate does not continue to within the other rounds, that you will have forfeited your right to be included in subsequent rounds or other runoffs that happen immediately, instant runoff. But we want you to vote. That is our priority. We want to make sure we do everything we can to engage you to vote.
That was Doniana County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin talking with Fred Martino. Tomorrow on KRWG News, we'll hear what the county clerk has to say about efforts to provide voter education and much more. You can watch the full interview Thursday night at 7 on KRWG TV's Newsmakers.